It's a NewsBuzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. Today, you probably heard that the World Health Organization has declared the spread of Ebola an international health emergency. The WHO said a coordinated international response was essential to stop and reverse the spread of the Ebola virus. This announcement came after experts convened a two-day emergency meeting in Switzerland. Now, nearly 1,000 people have died from Ebola in West Africa this year. New Link Genetics is an Ames-based company that has been working on an Ebola vaccine since 2009. And now the federal government's given them a $1 million contract to accelerate their work. Joining us now to talk about it is Dr. Nicholas Van Hanien. Is president and co-founder of New Link Genetics. And Dr. Van Hanien, I hope I got your name right. We had a last-minute change in our guest. Welcome to our program.
Well, thank you. And it's Vahanian, but that was close enough.
Vahanian. I'm sorry about that, Dr. Vahanian.
No problem.
Your company has been working on the vaccine since 2009. What is the goal?
Our objective has always been to make this vaccine available when the needs come up. And right now, there's a tremendous effort in coordinating between U.S. government and other agencies to make this vaccine available, and we're doing our part to cooperate.
Mm-hmm. You've had this vaccine since 2009. What has been happening to it? Help us understand how you get a vaccine, how you work on a vaccine over a period of years. What is being done to it?
Sure. Just like any other drug development or vaccine development, there's a lot of research and development that goes into the process, where there has to be a lot of preclinical animal studies and safety studies must be performed before any exposure by human subjects to any drug. In this case, the Ebola vaccine that we've been working on, which was initially developed by Canadian Public Health Agency, then through our collaboration that we work with them, our work, and the U.S. government, that we've been progressing on human study, animal studies to do the preclinical work that we can eventually move into human subjects. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with this latest outbreak in Africa, the process has been accelerating, and there's been tremendous degree of coordination between these agencies, and we're doing our part to make our vaccine available and accelerate the process as much as possible.
Does this mean that in Ames there is animal testing going on where animals are infected with Ebola?
No. What we're working on is an Ebola vaccine, not the Ebola virus. So the vaccine is not an Ebola virus. As a result, there's no Ebola in Ames or in animals or any other subjects.
Okay, so you have a vaccine, and from knowledge of some vaccine, you have none of the Ebola virus, not even a weakened form of the Ebola virus in the vaccine.
This is an attenuated virus, but not Ebola, that has components of the Ebola virus. It is not an Ebola virus.
Mm-hmm. What have been the challenges in developing this, the biggest hurdles you've seen in the last 5 years of developing it?
You know, obviously, just the fact that in this particular disease, it is so specialized, because Ebola is a very rare, but could be potentially deadly, obviously. It has to be performed in specialized facilities, and the animal work is more delicate. So there has to be coordination between government agencies and the companies like us who are developing these vaccines. So coordinating those and getting in order and doing this work in specialized facilities that can do this kind of work is one of the challenges. And our team has done an excellent job in the last 4 or 5 years in this process and worked with the government agencies to bring the vaccine where it is today. And tremendous level of cooperation with Canadian Public Health Agency has been the success behind this vaccine so far. And we believe the next steps, as we're moving forward, all the teams members working together between the U.S., Canada, and Healing Genetics will hope to continue that.
Mm-hmm. How hopeful are you that this additional $1 million contract to accelerate the work will result in a workable vaccine in the near future?
First step. There's a lot more work to be done behind it, and that's a very dynamic process, really. When that news was released earlier this week, there has been already a lot of work behind it to date, and that will continue. It's a very dynamic process. We are in constant communication with the U.S. government as well as other government agencies and World Health Organization to take the next steps to bring the vaccine into human testing process. Mm-hmm.
Are you at a point where you can say it will be likely done in weeks, months, or years?
I'd rather not give an exact timeline, but I'm very hopeful that all the efforts, I've never seen such a high level of cooperation between agencies, and people are really working hard to make this available, and I'm hopeful that in the shortest time possible, that will be done.
Dr. Nicholas Vahanian, president and co-founder of New Link Genetics in Ames, thank you very much for keeping us up to date on this.
My pleasure. Thank you.